And I just wanted to talk about where we are setting up here this morning as we look at the month of January, because it has been such an unusual January, right? First of all, Januaries don't tend to be negative. And second of all, they certainly don't tend to be this negative. I mentioned that it looks like we're going to have the worst NASDAQ performance this month ever, I should say. The closest we got, I believe, was back in 2008 or 2009, when we had a decline of 9.9% on the month. So take a look at the Yahoo Finance Interactive. Just wanted to quickly whip through some of the performance that we have seen year to date for some of the majors that we watch here. The Dow is down 4.4% year to date. The S&P 500 down 7% thus far in January. But the NASDAQ, again, is the big loser here. It is down about 12% year to date. And we all know what has been going on this month as we've seen volatility go higher. A lot of it has to do with what's been going on with yields and the expectations for what is going to happen to interest rates this year. So we looked at a pretty big increase in bond yields over the course of the month. More than 20 basis points was the increase that we saw to 1.8%. And so we get this sort of valuation and PE compression as that has been going on. So that's been really the big overarching theme that we have seen over the month of January. And then there have been some specific themes, certainly, that we have seen with the various groups and the various other asset classes. One of the other asset classes that we've watched closely here has been cryptocurrencies, of course, and they are down, or Bitcoin is down, I should say, specifically 22% year to date. Now, the volatility that we've seen overall in stocks is not unusual for something like Bitcoin, but nonetheless, it has created some consternation, certainly, Brian Sozzi, for people who got into Bitcoin or crypto more broadly last year while it was seeing incredible gains and now have been posting some losses. But, you know, you've been looking at some other areas and some other notable investors, shall we say, who have had some turbulence over the past month.
Yeah, just speaking of this new age digital economy, Julie, look at ARK, the ARK Innovation ETF. Last year was one of the hottest tickers on all of Yahoo Finance. This year, still hot, but the fund itself or the ETF, definitely not hot. Down about 28% so far in January, just absolutely clobbered here because of pressure on some of the top holdings like a Tesla, Zoom, Teladoc, Roku has just been absolutely obliterated the past 3 months. So far, this ETF has lost a little over half of its value the past year. A lot of pressure on Cathie Wood here, who appears to be doubling down. A new release or a new disclosure late on Friday, Julie, saying she has been buying more of Robinhood here after the company's earnings report last week. So we saw that reversal in Robinhood on Friday. Perhaps it was because of this Cathie Wood buying. Nonetheless, Wood continues to be all in on this new age digital economy.
Yeah, she definitely does. And we saw those Robinhood shares, by the way, rebound on Friday. I'm looking at the Wi-Fi Interactive at the performance that they have seen specifically. But of course, the year-to-date chart looks ugly and the one-year chart looks even worse. But let's look elsewhere. We're going to get to meme stocks in just a moment, but I want to look at some of the large cap tech movers. Here's the intraday move and the bounce that we saw on Friday for many of these companies. But that bounce coming on the back of some pretty dismal performance here. There's less than 10, as you see here, in the NASDAQ 100 that have actually risen on the year. 10 little tiny spots of green in what is a very red screen, as you can see from this chart. A Tesla, one of the worst performers on the year-to-date basis, and the declines that we have seen here down by nearly 20%, which last I checked was technically a bear market. You've got Apple shares, even though they bounced on Friday following earnings, down sharply. Amazon down 13.6% as well. And that also brings me to the sectors. This has been really interesting because tech is actually not the worst performing group year to date. It's consumer discretionary, actually, down by 13%. We've seen some of the more recent spending numbers that have been kind of rocky. Maybe that's contributing to this, as well as the concerns over multiple compression here, down 13% year to date. The XLK, which is tech, is down 9% year to date. And communication services, which is XLC, which includes stuff like Facebook, is down by 7%. Real estate, also one of the worst performers. Of course, the standout is energy. And Saz, if you looked at a list of the S&P 500 individual movers year to date, the top 10 are all energy companies. And the XLE is up 18%. Of course, if I switch it on up here and take a look at what has happened with oil prices year to date, you can see why. There's the intraday move in oil prices, but year to date, 15%, over $87 a barrel for crude. And so obviously you've got this intertwined move upward on concerns over supply, on robust outlook for demand, and that all equals higher oil prices and higher energy stocks as well, Sus.
You're trying to get me excited about Schlumberger and Transocean. I know I joked a couple of weeks when these companies were a couple of weeks ago when they reported earnings, but look, I mean, the energy trade has been a consistent one throughout this year. You're having calls, I think, out there on the street. Many folks now looking for over $90 a barrel in terms of oil prices here. We'll hear from Exxon this week in terms of earnings here. We heard from Chevron last week, a little bit of a disappointing quarter from them. Exxon out this week. Maybe we'll hear some better news from them.
Yeah, and finally, meme stocks here today. I know that's something that you've been watching closely as well. A lot of people have commented on. I've got that up on the Wi-Fi Interactive as well in the year-to-date movement that we have seen here, too. Not a lot of green to be found, Saz.
Nope. Nothing doing. Look, the two names I'm looking at here, year-to-date, GameStop, down 34%. Where are all of those GameStop apes here that are so excited about this company's prospects? How come they are not stepping in? Why don't they, you know, just stop tweeting at me for a second and perhaps go reanalyze the company's fundamentals and to see if they should be buying on weakness? Along that same thread, Julie, the AMC shares down 44%. Now, I'm looking at a really good note from Julian Emanuel over at Evercore ISI. He dropped his, what he's calling a, quote, meme stock 180 list. A whole bunch of stocks, or meme stocks specifically, they're down more than 50% from their peak of the meme stock frenzy in the first half of last year. And some of these declines, Julie, are absolutely startling. You have Beyond Meat. I know I caught an upgrade this morning, but still down 75% from that first half peak last year. You have Lemonade down about 85%. They're an insurance company. Stitch Fix, a company we've been very critical of here, Yahoo Finance, that stock is down 87% from its first from its highs. Peloton, another company we've been diving into recently, 86% down from its first half high. So the read is, where did all those retail investors go? They are not in these meme stocks. They have not come out here, Julie, to defend these names.
Well, according to the Wall Street Journal this morning, they're going to blue chip stocks. They're going back to quality. They're going back to old,
well,
good old fashioned.
Good for them.
Blue chips. I haven't even heard the phrase blue chips in quite a while, Brian Sozzi.
No, I thought they retired it.
What's old is new again.